We are on a mission. In recent videos, we learned how to conjugate AR verbs and ER verbs, and then we had fun with 10 common AR and then 10 common ER verbs. What do you think we're gonna do today? Today, we're gonna learn how to conjugate regular present tense IR verbs. I've got some good news for you. Not only are IR verbs the last type of verb we need to go over, for a regular present tense at least, but if you already know how to conjugate regular ER verbs, this will be really easy, the easiest one. Okay, let's review real quickly. Here's a regular AR and ER conjugation. Notice the pattern. For the first person singular, we take off the ending in both cases and just add O. Then for all the other boxes, we take off the endings, and for AR verbs, we add endings starting with A, and for ER verbs, we add endings starting with E. Let's check out how regular IR verbs behave. The word vivir is a regular IR verb and means to live. So we put vivir up here, that's called the infinitive, covered in the infinitive and conjugation, and take off all the endings. The first person singular follows the same pattern that AR and ER verbs did. We just add O. So I live is vivo. Then here, instead of adding an ending with IR, we're just gonna use the same form we would use for an ER verb. So we add ES. You live is vives. We don't add an ending with I, we still add an ending with E. Same here. He lives is el vive. Then skipping ahead to the third person plural, we do the same thing. They live is viven. To sum things up so far, everything on the chart right now is exactly the same as ER verbs. Check them out next to each other. Beber is an ER verb and vivir is an IR verb. But in those four boxes, the endings are all the same, so you don't have to memorize anything else. That's cool. But in these two boxes, you do add endings with I, just like the normal pattern says you would. So we live is vivimos. Remember, we drink is bebemos with E-M-O-S because beber is an ER verb. But we live is vivimos with I-M-O-S because vivir is an IR verb. Then you both live is vivis. That's a little weird. With AR verbs, for you both talk, hablar becomes hablais. We take off the AR, then add A-I-S. Then with ER verbs, for you both drink, beber becomes bebeis. We take off the ER and add EIS. But for IR verbs, we take off the ending and then just add IS, not IIS. Is that clear? This is just something you have to memorize. But remember, as I told you in formal conjugation, you can skip the vos otros form completely depending on your situation. Let's go over another example quickly, then you can get out of here and practice this a little. Escribir means to write. Escribir is a regular IR verb. So we take off the endings and start adding. I write is escribo. Then we match the ER endings. You write is escribes. She writes is ella escribe. But we write is escribimos. And you both write is escribis. Then finally, they write is back to the ER form escriben. And congratulations! There are three types of verbs in Spanish, and you now know how to conjugate all three of them. Even though there are many irregular verbs, and we'll get into those in due time, you can still get out there and just conjugate every verb like it's regular. Seriously, think about it. If you conjugate an irregular verb as a regular verb, that'll sound like the equivalent of a kid saying, I runned to the store. Past tense ends with ED, right? Not always, kid. But don't you worry, I understood you just fine. And I think way more of you out here talking and making mistakes than I would have if you sat in a corner and didn't even try. So be a kid, learn what you can, then be so proud of it that you're bound to make tons of mistakes and embarrass yourself. That's what this is all about. Do yourself a favor, go to gringoespanol.com/IR-regular, download a blank conjugation sheet and use the conjugation strategy to practice these conjugations. The answer key is also posted there and you can find that link below this video. If you found this video helpful, please like it or give me the big thumbs up. If you're on YouTube, you best subscribe to my channel. And no matter where you are, gringoespanol.com/free-updates is the place to be. People that subscribe to the Gringo Espanol newsletter get free trainings and offers that not everybody gets. That link's also below this video. I will see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.